This is Mark from markpollocktrust.org, and it is Monday, just a few days to go until we'll be up at the Giants Causeway on Saturday morning, getting ready to start to do our 57 kilometre time trial with all of our Team Unbreakable teammates. And we've been having, for most of this project, we were trying to get all of the electronics working on the bike, and that now is all working. I'm getting all of my data spoken to me every 20 seconds, speed, time, heart rate, power output and revolutions per minute. Simon's getting all of that on his computers. But last Thursday, we tried to change up into the middle cog on the front, on the gearing, and the chain came off. And then when we investigated, the cogs were just totally loose. And then a friend of ours, who's very much into his cycling, Con Collis, does all his own kind of mechanics on his bike, came around and gave it the once over and found out that part of the complex gearing system on this bike was completely wobbly. So he did a temporary fix last Thursday. We were able to get out on Friday, and then he took the part away into a bike shop in town, got one of the cogs fixed up, and then he's just fitted it and fixed it all up this evening. So today I did the bulk of my training on the hand bike in Trinity. I did 10 minutes warm up and then 5 sets of 4 minutes at around 135 beats per minute, which kind of race pace, or maybe slightly above race pace. 4 minutes on, 4 minutes light, 4 minutes on, 4 minutes light. Did it 5 times, so it was a total session of 50 minutes, which is starting to ease off on what we've been doing over the last few weeks. And then we went out, after Con had fixed the bike, we went out for a bit of a test run along Clontarf seafront, which was really nice. I think we'll try and get a lockup unit closer to Clontarf, because Simon lives over that direction, a few of the other lads live over that direction, and they're making a coastal path that will go for miles and miles and miles, so that could be a good venue for future cycling. But really, I suppose now we have the gears are all fixed up, our electronics are all going well, our helmets arrived, although there's some duty to be paid on those, so DHL I think still have them. Our kit should be arriving soon, and lots of people are signing up for Team Unbreakable, and you can do that if you want at markpollocktrust.org. Click on Team Unbreakable and you can sign up for £85 or €100 to get a we've got our own Arrow Electronics Team Unbreakable Mark Pollock Trust cycling jerseys. You get a copy of the documentary Unbreakable, and you of course get your entry in the race. So I don't know, I think we might have somewhere 20 to 25 people on the team, and I hope loads of those people will stay around and go to go for a few drinks after the event up in Ballycastle. But tomorrow morning we're meeting at 8 o'clock again, and we're going to be doing this fartlek, what is called a fartlek training. We'll do a 10-minute warm-up, and then for 30 minutes, every 5 minutes, we'll do a 10-second burst as hard as we can go, and then 5-minute warm-down, so total of kind of 45 minutes tomorrow, not very long, and then another shortish intense session on Wednesday, and that's pretty much it then, so really only 2 more training sessions to go until the time trial on Saturday. Maybe I'll report in from the bike tomorrow, but fingers crossed we are nearly there. Oh yeah, the other thing is we pumped up the tyres and they were about half of what they should be under the minimum amount. So hopefully that'll give us an extra kilometre an hour, half a kilometre an hour on the speed. So that's it. I'm going to go for a massive night's sleep. now because I'm absolutely wrecked.